another gaming one today. Good morning, everybody. As those of you who follow me will know, I picked up a copy of or downloaded a copy of Minecraft last week, which was a totally new concept to me, and it shattered a few of my misconceptions about role-playing games. Although Minecraft isn't exactly a role-playing game as such, there are very similar traits to it, and you know, you've got to sort of find items to sort of put together to craft things, to engineer your world and change the process of the game. And it gave me a bit of a taster, and this, despite the fact that I'd never play a role-playing game, because I did think they were a preserve of nerds and geeks, I really just kind of got this urge to kind of give them a go. I've tried in the past, you know, going back to old PC days and stuff like that, and I've never managed to get on with them. They've always just baffled me. So I put a message out on Twitter saying, look, can anybody recommend an RPG role-playing game that can sort of, you know, will give me a taster for it and see if I can get my head around one. But it has to be really sort of what we call noob-friendly. I'm a total beginner at this thing, so I don't want anything too epic or complicated. And overwhelmingly, the response from most of the people I got was to get Skyrim, which really kind of surprised me, to be honest. Those of you who don't know will probably even recognize Skyrim, will recognize Skyrim from the heavy marketing campaign, I would think, when it was first launched. And all reports say it's an epic game with endless possibilities of side quests, and the story itself is hellish long and you know, really complex and whatever. And I was surprised that everybody said it would be such a good, it would be a perfect game for me to start in. So I bit the bullet and went and bought it on Saturday, and I've fallen in love with it. It's fantastic. I can't believe it. The sort of early stages, the early tutorial process that it takes you through to build you in is very, very helpful, and it kind of leads you on a quite straightforward path. Unbeknown to me, I took on a bit of a side quest, which was probably a bit higher than the level of difficulty I should have done, and because I later found out that I should have done that quest later on, but I actually did it and ended up fighting a massive spider in a cave with a bow and arrow, which was, it was fun. But I'm actually enjoying the whole process, really. The learning about the weapons and the different magic and things like that that you can use. It's fascinating, and I've kind of really changed my whole perception on how the game works. I'm sure there are lots of nerds and geeks out there that play the game to the nth degree and will know the story and the map inside out, which I'm probably not going to get that far into. It's quite confusing. It's all sort of mythical tribes and orcs and elves and all kinds of stuff like that, which is a bit confusing at the minute, but I am genuinely enjoying the story, and I want to see how it pans out. But yeah, quite a shock. My misconceptions have been shattered. I now like RPGs. Cheers all. Take care.